Gideon demonstrates humility. "What have I done now, in comparison of you?" said Gideon. "Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God hath delivered into your hand the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison of you?" Gideon's modest answer soothed the anger of the men of Ephraim, and they returned in peace to their homes. Gideon displayed a spirit of courtesy rarely witnessed. The people of Israel, in their gratitude at deliverance from the Midianites, proposed to Gideon that he become their king, in direct violation of the principles of the theocracy. God was the king of Israel, and for them to place a man upon the throne would be a rejection of their divine sovereign. Gideon recognized this fact. His answer shows how true and noble were his motives. "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you, the Lord shall rule over you." But Gideon was betrayed into another error, which brought disaster upon his house and upon all Israel. The season of inactivity that succeeds a great struggle is often fraught with greater danger than is the period of conflict. To this danger Gideon was now exposed. A spirit of unrest was upon him. Instead of waiting for divine guidance, he began to plan for himself. Because he had been commanded to offer sacrifice upon the rock where the angel appeared to him, Gideon concluded that he had been appointed as a priest. Without waiting for divine sanction, he determined to institute a system of worship similar to that carried on at the tabernacle. With the strong popular feeling in his favor, he found no difficulty in carrying out his plan. At his request, all the earrings of gold taken from the Midianites were given him as his share of the spoil. The people also collected other costly materials, together with the richly adorned garments of the princes of Midian. From the material thus furnished, Gideon constructed an ephod and a breastplate, in imitation of those worn by the high priest. His course proved a snare to himself and his family, as well as to Israel. The unauthorized worship led many of the people finally to forsake the Lord to serve idols. After Gideon's death, great numbers, among whom were his own family, joined in apostasy. The people were led away from God by the very man who once overthrew their idolatry. Those who stand in the highest positions may lead astray. The wisest err, the strongest may falter and stumble. Our only safety lies in trusting our way implicitly to Him who has said, "Follow me." After the death of Gideon, the people of Israel accepted his base-born son Abimelech as their king, who, to sustain his power, murdered all but one of Gideon's lawful children. The cruel course of Israel toward the house of Gideon was what might be expected from a people who manifested so great ingratitude to God.